WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. calling for Israel and Iran to end its back-and-forth strikes following Israel's response last night to Iran's earlier missile attack. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari says the operation focused on military facilities in Iran.
We conducted targeted and precise strikes on military targets in Iran, thwarting immediate threats to the state of Israel.
Iranian state media says four people died. Iran's military in a statement signaling it favors a ceasefire agreement to end the war in Gaza and conflict in Lebanon. Election day, now 10 days out. Former President Trump held a rally in Michigan earlier. He's now in Pennsylvania for another event. Tomorrow he holds a rally in New York City. NYPD officials say security has been stepped up. Vice President Kamala Harris also holding a rally in Michigan today, and former First Lady Michelle Obama joins her. Record heat in the forecast this weekend in the South and spreading to the Midwest. This is ABC News. Barrow. A voluntary recall has been issued for certain smoked salmon products sold at Costco due to the potential listeria contamination.
Costco and Acme Smoked Fish Corporation recalling Kirkland Signature smoked salmon products sold in Florida over listeria concerns. The recall affects certain 12-ounce two-pack packages purchased between October 9th and 13th. Acme has confirmed that all affected products have been removed from store shelves and no illnesses have been reported. The company says it notified customers who bought the recalled products and that they should return them to Costco for a full refund. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After a tropical storm in northwestern Philippines, the number of dead and missing in massive flooding and landslides has risen to nearly 130 people. The president says there are areas that are still cut off and people still in need of being rescued. At least 85 deaths are confirmed so far following that tropical storm. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Medicare open enrollment is underway. It's also that time of year when you can enroll in Marketplace coverage or your employer-sponsored plan. Here's Mike Moen.
Advisors say reducing healthcare costs involves more than focusing on monthly premiums. You should also compare a plan's copays and deductibles. Adam Van Spankeren leads the team of navigators at Covering Wisconsin, which helps people understand and sign up for publicly available health insurance and similar programs. He says reading notifications this time of year is vital because a small, subtle difference could end up being a big shocker.
So you might be used to going to your doctor year after year and then find out that they're actually not covered by your plan anymore. And that's got to be the most kind of disheartening and surprising thing. People often discover that when they go to get care.
As for Medicare, original plans don't cover prescription drugs, so what's known as a Part D plan is needed for medications. Starting in 2025, these will include a $2,000 cap on what you pay out of pocket for prescription drugs covered by your plan. Health policy analysts say there can be trade-offs when deciding between a traditional Medicare coverage option and a Medicare Advantage plan. Advantage plans tend to cost more, but Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare says they're worth considering.
Things like dental, vision, and hearing. Many Medicare beneficiaries might be surprised to know that original Medicare doesn't cover most of those things, but many Medicare Advantage plans do.
About 56% of Wisconsinites signed up for Medicare have Advantage plans. Program enrollment runs through December 7th. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 37. Sunny and a high in the low 60s on Sunday. For Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 45. Monday, partly sunny and windy with a high around 72.
It's 54 right now.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, the mayor is back, and Civic Media's Brittany Merlot joins us with her look at the week's forecast. Angela Cheslock also visits from New Day Women's Shelter in Green Bay. See you then.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
First up on this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear a little from the Todd Alba Show. Todd got to help break the news this week that longtime state senator Robert Cowles is voting for Kamala Harris. He welcomes to the show Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution on Civic Media, to talk about his interview with Cowles. You can hear Robert's interview as a podcast or read all about it in the article by Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer at civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Thursday, October 24th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along with us. Big show today. Right now, we are honored to be joined live via telephone by the host of Rational Revolution, which can be heard right here on Civic Media every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., big story by Mark Becker, a big scoop. Jane Matner and Greg Bach broke the news on their program just before we came on the air. Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Glad to be on the Civic Media World Headquarters here this afternoon.
Well, you know, they tell me I'm not supposed to oversell that anymore. So, you know, we try to remain humble.
Awesome. What's up, man?
Mark, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Before we get into this breaking news, tell folks just a little bit about your background and how you came to be a host of Rational Revolution.
Well, the show was hosted previously by Chris Alfheim, who's a good friend of mine. I was a former chairman of the Brown County Republican Party. I also was a local elected official, and I kind of started speaking out about the direction of the party, where things were going during the rise of Donald Trump. I left the party, and, you know, I did some things. I had a dust up with my old friend Ron Johnson about his, you know, consistent election denialism. It was great, good fun. And when Chris announced that she was running for Senate, she asked that I take over her beloved Rational Revolution, which I did with great honor. That's why I'm here today.
Well, your journey is an admirable one. And, you know, myself, a former Republican, I left the party in 2011. I've got my own story. People on this show have heard about it. We don't need to talk about that. But I'm more interested in your story today. How did you come? Have you known State Senator Rob Cowles a long time? How did you come to get it? It is truly a scoop, and I congratulate you on that. This is a big story. And how did you get it?
Rob is a dear friend. I've known him he was my state senator since I was born. I grew up in Alloy, but when I started becoming involved in politics, I met him and we became friends, and I've always respected his ability to think for himself and think about what's right for the people he represents and not necessarily the party first. He's always done that. And so when I started to speak out about things, my old friend Rob, you know, we stayed in contact, and when things started happening with Donald Trump, he expressed some frustration to me, and I kind of just allowed him, if you ever want to talk about it, right. You let me know. Mm-hmm. And things kind of came to a head, as he said on the show, if you want to listen to it. It was for this John Kelly thing. We were going to record it today, but mm-hmm. he called me up and he was like, I am so mad. I'm so mad. I want to do this right now. So I was at my house. It was my day off. And I'm like, okay, to the studio we go. and he just aired all of his grievances, and he did it really well. I'm really, really eternally proud of his courage. And I'm so proud to call him my friend. So he did great.
Well, again, congratulations on getting this story, and we're proud to have you here at Civic Media. You can hear the entire episode you're welcome on the our podcast. Go to civicmedia.us and Rational Revolution or wherever you get your podcast. It's up now. You can also read the entire story written by our own political editor, Dan Schaefer, based on Mark's interview here on this show. It's a great read at civicmedia.us as well. Rob Coles, longest-serving Republican, also longest-serving, now that Fred Risser retired, longest-serving state senator in the building, has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. This is big news, Mark.
It is big news. Yeah, it is big news. And, you know, and he knew that it would be big news. And, you know, he's also calling some people that are kind of like-minded to try to push them to do the same thing as well. And we're working on some more to see if we can, you know, keep this momentum going. But this took him, he knew where his priorities were and he knew where mm-hmm. his thoughts were. It took his to get that courage to do it. And he did. And I'm so proud of him.
Let's listen if we could, Mark. I know we got about, I think, three clips here kind of queued up. Zomers is on the board here. Let's take the first one. Again, this is a sitting Republican state senator Rob Coles, longest serving Republican, longest serving state senator in Wisconsin right now, talking to Rational Revolution, Civic Media's own Mark Becker in an exclusive interview talking about how he came to this decision to endorse Kamala Harris.
You know, I look back at all the people that I supported for president before I was there were a couple. I voted for Republican for president every time.
How about this time?
Well, we're not doing it this time.
I mean, that, you know, I know Rob Coles a little bit myself. I mean, that's about as blunt as he gets, right? I mean, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when he says something, he means it. Let's give another one of these clips. Here's another clip from this exclusive interview, Mark Becker and State Senator Rob Coles.
And I believe this guy, Trump, is a totalitarian and very much a fascist. And he's, you know, the old adage, past is prologue. He's indicated that in his words and deeds, especially in trying to overturn a free and fair election.
I mean, he puts it right down there where the chickens can get at it, so to speak. I mean, you know, doesn't mince words. And that's one thing I've admired about Senator Coles for a long time is when he doesn't get up and give a lot of floor speeches, but when he does, they're meaningful.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And if, you know, if you listen to the whole thing, he talks about his time in that audit committee on the 2020 election. And he talks about what they went through trying to, you know, well, not he wasn't trying to find the fraud, but there were people that were trying to find fraud to which they didn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they, you know, Trump continued and continued. And so did Ron Johnson, continued pushing and pushing and pushing when there was nothing there. And he got in and Rob takes it personally. Mm-hmm. When Trump comes to Wisconsin and says that I won the election, there was so much fraud, there was so much, because he knows there was none.
Right.
And so he took that deeply, deeply personally. And Rob, he called me when, you know, he would watch the speeches and he would, can you believe this guy? And it's like, I mean, I don't believe him, but I believe him. You know what I mean?
You brought up Mark. I'm talking to Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. This is such a great interview. You can hear the whole thing on Saturday or now on demand, wherever you get your podcast, Rational Revolution. You brought up, Mark, the audit committee. And Senator Cole's been the chair of the audit committee for, you know, pretty much since God was a boy. And he worked so closely with Jan Mueller. And those two were seen as never partisan, always protecting the taxpayer and the citizens of Wisconsin. And people would take things to the audit committee. And it's a little bit like Bob Lang. If Jan Mueller and Rob Cole said it was true, it was true. And for Senate Majority Leader, current leader, Devin Lemieux, to take Rob off of that committee, to take his chairmanship away, that to me was a huge signal that the current iteration of Senate Republicans have no interest in serving the taxpayers and the citizens, only themselves.
Well, and I would say that, you know, the current Republicans don't even serve themselves. They serve Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said this before on my show. I've said this before that the Republican Party is the party of litmus tests and loyalty pledges. They don't do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. They don't do what's right for who they represent. They do what's right for you know, the leader of their party, who is a convicted felon. Look at here in Wisconsin, we have a guy running for Congress that put Donald Trump's name above his own on his yard signs. He's Trump endorsed Tony.
Talking about
Reed,
really
right?
weird so, weed up there in the 8th District, where I hope that Dr. Lyerly beats him like a drum.
I do too. But that's the Republican Party today. They do not serve, you know, the people. They don't serve the party platform for you know, they serve Donald Trump.
One more cut here. This is, again, our very own Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution, talking to current State Senator Rob Coles, who is endorsing Kamala Harris for president.
I really think this is the most important, one of the most important things I've done. Mm-hmm. And hopefully people will accept that and listen to me. Those that have trusted me and, you know, believed in me will think about that. And if they're undecided, we have to make a change here, and Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution, and the country will go on, even with some liberal things that Harris might do or may not do. So,
but at least the country will remain.
You have to have the foundation of the Constitution and protect democracy. If you don't have that, we will disappear.
You know, again, there's State Senator Rob Coles endorsing Kamala Harris for president with Mark Becker on his show, Rational Revolution. You can hear the whole thing on Saturday at 2 p.m., or you can hear it on demand at civicmedia.us or read the story there by our own Dan Schaefer. Mark, again, I've known Rob maybe not as long as you, but for quite a while, and I know I'm sure this was difficult in some ways, but also he's a man of honor and character, and I give him a hell of a lot of credit because there aren't too many people from our former party who have this kind of courage.
No, and I think that really is something that I want people to understand with this, from people on the left to people on the right, people in the center. I mean, this took a lot. There was a certain state representative that, you know, I shared this news to, and she said to me, well, that's easy, you know, since he's leaving office. It's like, no, it's not easy. It's not.
Yeah.
Because there is retribution and other things. It's so great job to Rob.
Absolutely. Great job to you. Congratulations, Mark Becker. Great scoop for Civic Media. We appreciate it. 2 p.m. every Saturday afternoon, Rational Revolution. Great get. Come on back. We've got Matt Flynn after this. Thank you, my friend.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from the Dom Salvia Show, where this week Dom welcomed on Bill Press, podcaster, pundit, and political prognosticator, along with Earl Ingram, to check in on the presidential race. And as Trump showcases his obscene, absurd, and embarrassing nature, the double standard for the candidates.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Got Jess on the board, got Earl Ingram. You can listen to him 8 to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And super jazzed to introduce to you our friend Bill Press. He's a pundit, he's a podcaster, and he's a prognosticator, and he's a friend of ours. You can find him on the Twitter at BillPressPods.com. Hey, Bill, welcome back. Good to see you, man.
Hey, Dom, good to see you. Hello, Earl.
In the last hour, Earl and I were talking about the town hall from Kamala Harris from yesterday. I want to get your sense of how you think the vice president is doing in these last, 11 days and less than 8 hours until this presidential election.
I think she's doing great. Democrats who want to be, Monday morning quarterbacks. I'm particularly thinking about David Axelrod. Jesus, yeah. Come on, I thought Van Jones said it great last night. Trump gets to be lawless, but she has to be flawless.
Yes.
I mean, what are we about? We dumping on our candidate because, according to David Axelrod, he may not have answered every question perfectly directly the way he wanted. I mean, I thought she did great. And I particularly thought it was good, to lay out there. Yeah, he's a fascist. I believe he's a fascist. His chief of staff, Marine General John Kelly, says he's a fascist. James Mattis agrees with that. General Milley, they all say he's got fascist tendencies. So I thought that was her strong point. I thought she also really identified well with people, when she's talking about her own faith, her own personal life, losing her mother. She's for real. Donald Trump could not have done that. And by the way, she had that all to herself, let's not forget, because Donald Trump is afraid to debate her again.
Yes.
Afraid to appear on stage with her again. Afraid to appear on 60 Minutes. He won't even appear with her on Fox, right? So I think she's closing strong. And I know we got a lot to talk about. But the other thing I just say, we can get into it later. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that she's spending time with these disaffected Republicans. I think that could be a key slice to a win on November 5.
It seems like the bar is set really, really high for the vice president and really, really low for Donald Trump. And not just with the media, but even I think to some degree with his own supporters. Do you agree with that? And why do you think that is?
Well, look, today, one more woman, maybe number 25, yeah. I've lost count, came forward and accused him of sexual abuse. But you know what? Nobody cares. I mean, certainly his supporters don't care. I mean, he could be accused of pedophilia or proven, right? And they would still say, oh, yeah, but he's better than voting for a Democrat. I mean, it's just obscene. It's absurd. It's embarrassing. I don't get it at all. But you put your finger on something. As a member of the media, okay, as a journalist, I think the media it's shameful the way they've covered this campaign. They haven't endorsed Donald Trump, but they might as well have. Because to me, they treat him seriously. They take him seriously. They treat him like a normal candidate. And they basically either ignore or downplay. They call it sane watching is a phrase, which
yeah,
I hate.
Yeah, sane watching.
This crazy stuff that he says, you know, like just this week, he said Kamala Harris wants to ban cows.
I mean, that's not a go over well in the dairy state, Bill.
Right, there you go. He said she wants to ban new buildings with windows. So we're going to, I mean, this is crazy stuff. Yeah, and then he says, that's just like, we can laugh at that. Then he says he's going to send the military in against enemies within. And it gives examples of Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, Jesus, and Adam Schiff. I mean, that's really seriously dangerous. That's why the fascist term applies. But, you know, look at the New York Times. Now, Peter Baker has been doing great stuff, but basically the headline writers at the New York Times just will say, oh, Donald Trump said some interesting things at a rally. Yeah, he talked about Arnold Palmer's penis size.
Very interesting for some people. Yeah, how is this relevant to anything ever? Bill.
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll never order another Arnold Palmer in a restaurant.
Folks are listening to the Tom Salvia Show. That is my friend Bill Press, my friend Earl Ingram joining us as well. Jess P.S. on the board. Bill, unless he puts a vodka in it, I'm not having one either. The Republican tour, the disaffected Republican tour is in full force. And Harris has been to Wisconsin more than once with Liz Cheney. I've seen some of the pundit, you know, class lament that perhaps she should be focusing more on, you know, Barack Obama and that side of it versus spending the time and the effort with Liz Cheney. And I think timing, you know, it is a thing, and it could be a valid, you know, at least opinion. What's your opinion on that, Bill? Especially knowing that we only have 11 plus days left.
Well, look, she's reaching out to everybody, right? Barack Obama, he's the best, and well, maybe Michelle's the best, but between the two of them, it's a race for the top. And Barack Obama's out there, God love him, maybe just about every day, you know. He's going to be out with her, I think, tonight, right? He's been out with Tim Walz. Michelle's going to be with Kamala Harris in Atlanta this weekend. So they're reaching out to Black men, Black women, young women, I mean, across the board. Tim Walz is particularly reaching out to union organized labor, mm-hmm, right? Working men and women. So there's nobody, I don't think, that's being neglected. But this Republican slice, here's why I think it's important. I think the voices of Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney and Ann McKinsinger, and even those like John Kelly, who haven't said, well, I'm going to vote for Kamala, but right. We know they're not going to vote for Trump, and they've said some really strong things against Trump.
Yeah,
I think what they're giving Republicans is a permission slip. You can still be a Republican. You can still be a good Republican. You can, but just this one time, vote for a Democrat, because we got to get rid of Donald Trump so we can rebuild the Republican Party. They don't have to reach 95% of Republicans. They need to reach like maybe 5%. So I think we got all the pieces in play, I believe, right now.
Folks, that is Bill Press. This is the Dom Salvia Show. We got Earl Ingram Jr. joining us as well. We got Jess P.S. on the board. We're going to take a quick break now, come back. And I want to talk. Earl brought up a question. What happens? How do we, once we get past this election, Bill, I want to get your opinion. How do we bridge the divide? How do we come back together as a country? How do we have faith in each other and in our election system? And in the news and in the information that we are consuming, come back with us, 855-752-4842.
The Dom Salvia Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 4 till 6. To learn more about this show and all the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. calling for Israel and Iran to end its back-and-forth strikes following Israel's response last night to Iran's earlier missile attack. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari says the operation focused on military facilities in Iran.
We conducted targeted and precise strikes on military targets in Iran, thwarting immediate threats to the state of Israel.
Iranian state media says four people died. Iran's military in a statement signaling it favors a ceasefire agreement to end the war in Gaza and conflict in Lebanon. Election day, now 10 days out. Former President Trump held a rally in Michigan earlier. He's now in Pennsylvania for another event. Tomorrow he holds a rally in New York City. NYPD officials say security has been stepped up. Vice President Kamala Harris also holding a rally in Michigan today, and former First Lady Michelle Obama joins her. Record heat in the forecast this weekend in the South and spreading to the Midwest. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more?
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon.
T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bell.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to 10, 10 to 10, 10 to 5. Touchdown, touchdown, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Welcome into Camp Randall Stadium, high above Barry Alvarez Field. I'm Bill Schmidt in for Mike Heller this week as the Badgers take on the Nittany Lions, earning the game to be as big as it possibly can, being able to put the opportunity in front of themselves over the last couple of weeks. The Badgers with three far from lackluster victories, 117-16, the point differential across three Big Ten wins for Luke Fickell's Badgers. They come in 5-2 with a great test, including the third-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. Welcome into Camp Randall Stadium alongside now Matt LePay, the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers. Matt, there's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of games. Not all are created equal. This one larger than most here at the ballpark.
Yeah, it really is. As you said, they've won three in a row. They've looked good doing it. Yes, they have played teams that are not great right now, so they're going up a couple of weight classes. This is one of those games. We talk about opportunities. They had one or two of them early in the season, and they weren't able to get it done. But this is one of those nights that if it goes the right way for Wisconsin, then this program gets viewed differently on a national scale. If not, then that's still the hurdle for this program to get over. Beating a ranked team, it's been 14 years since they beat a top five team. They get a chance to end that little stretch here tonight.
Just a few years ago, there was a ninth-ranked Iowa team in here that the Badgers got a victory against. But as you mentioned there, it's been far from a time since the Badgers have been able to add one of those highlights into that beautiful montage voice by you. And it would be nice to be able to add one in here tonight. But for this regime as well, and I think you look at a program in different cycles, obviously a different cycle here with Luke Fickell. They've been waiting for a defining victory, a momentum, a flagpole victory, whatever you want to call it. This is a signature win and an opportunity here tonight.
Opportunity for that. No, there's no denying that. But I still think, you know, even if it goes well tonight, they're going to say, okay, now what? You know, don't go to Iowa and stub your toe. The fact that they dominated the last three opponents is good because the first two games, they were dogfights against Western Michigan and against South Dakota. and they stumbled mightily against Alabama, stumbled mightily in the second half against USC. But I do think, given what's happened here these last three games, there is an increased level of belief into what they're doing, how they're doing it. You know, Tawee Walker is on a nice run right now. Braden Locke's ability to bounce back after a bad throw, he doesn't let it affect him. He'll go back out there and sling it. And defensively, they've played a lot better. Now, again, they're playing one of the best teams in the country right now, a team that's off to a 6-0 start. But I think this Wisconsin team, under the circumstances, has reason to feel as good as it has felt all year long.
In this ever-changing landscape of college football, building a program can be a little bit different than it's looked like in the past. Retention's a big part of that. Penn State's done that at some pretty premier positions. Their quarterback coming in here, Drew Aller, well-touted, believed by many as one of the top guys in the country. But Braden Locke, you mentioned him there. What have you noticed over the last couple of weeks, just a comfortability, a different style that he's been able to bring to this offense?
And an increased level of confidence, not to say he wasn't before, but last year when he started those three games, he was, I mean, you're trying to play winning football, but you're also keeping the chair warm for Tanner Mordecai when he was healthy enough to return. This is his baby now, as long as he continues to play well and give his team a chance. And I do think, you know, we talked with Brady Collins, the strength and conditioning coordinator, the other night. He was on Luke Fickell's show. And just mentioned how much stronger Braden is now. Luke kind of cracked it. I'm not sure he saw the weight room very much at Rockwall, Texas in high school. So I think he has seen the benefits of that. Brady says he's a little bit quicker here, too. And as we kind of joked, the passing touchdowns are great, but he's rushed for two scores here in each of the last two games as well. But they've always raved about how smart he is, Billy, his grasp of the offense, getting his team into the right play. And as Fickell would say, that's all well and good. And, okay, now execute that. And I do think there's a lot more confidence, not just in his own game, but I think in those around him. I mean, he and Vinny Anthony with a, you know, good rapport, Tretch Kekahuna, obviously Will Pauling. So we're watching a guy start to grow, start to mature. Still got to avoid those bad throws. One thing about this team right now, Billy, is that they've cut down on the penalties quite a bit from last year and in recent years. That's a plus. Turnover margins -3. Mm-hmm. I keep going back to, you know, those Alvarez teams, and I know we're talking about the 90s here, but they were generally really good with turnover margin and really good at not committing penalties. And I bring those stats up. Penn State's going to probably have more talent on the field tonight.
Yep.
So how do you beat those teams? Don't make mistakes. That's been a hallmark of this program for a long, long time, and they've made steps into that direction here so far this season by reducing the penalties. Now you got to try to find a way to get a plus in the turnover count.
Steal a possession here tonight, definitely a field tilter and could be a game changer for the Badgers if they go up against the third-ranked Nittany Lions here tonight. Now, Matt, Hall of Famer like yourself, you script some of these moments. I don't know how you could have planned for the game to start off with a bang, but you got something in mind for what could be a special night here tonight?
I'm not smart enough to do that. I just kind of take the moment in, and which is a dangerous thing too. It's like, you know, the tightrope without a net. But no, I don't. I mean, occasionally, like in deep basketball tournament runs, there might be a word
sure
want to use, but no.
Even better, will you be able to soak this in? This is a special night that everybody in attendance will enjoy.
Well, I think, you know, you try to. I always get here 3+ hours before kick, and I, you know, the empty stadium, I try to let myself look around and think, okay, what's going to happen in this game? What's going to happen this week? And there's, you always have to expect the unexpected, but I think I've gotten a little bit better since I'm old, is to, you know, take it
seasoned,
in.
Matt,
if it's,
seasoned.
If it's here, if it's in State College, and it's been 6 years since Wisconsin has played a football game in Happy Valley, but I think it's a cool thing to do, to take it in. I've tried to do that more since the COVID year when they were playing in front of cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
You know, now that we're back and everybody's here and it's going to be packed here tonight, Halloween, you know, going to have all kinds of interesting attire, I'm sure, here in the stadium. You got to let yourself take that in a little bit. It'd be interesting to tire Billy right in front of us here in the booth here.
I hope the Days Sober jersey of 0-0 ends up making an appearance. That's always one of my favorites. Yeah, this beats monitor ball tonight. However the outcome, it will be a lot better than that. Matt, always appreciate it. Look forward to it tonight.
All right, brother. Take care.
That is the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers, Matt LaPay. Him and Mark Tauscher coming up. Still to come on the Badger pregame show. We'll check in on the Badgers in the NFL and visit with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. Coming up next, we hear from UW Athletic Director Chris McIntosh with his minute with Mac, and Steve Jones, the voice of the Nittany Lions, joins me next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hi, it's Matt LaPay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin! Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions here at Camp Randall Stadium in 11th season as the lead man of the Penn State Nittany Lions. James Franklin has a plus 700 winning percentage, 94-39, a 3-0 record against Wisconsin, brings his third-ranked Nittany Lions into Camp Randall today. Now into the broadcast booth, joined by Steve Jones, the voice of the Nittany Lions. Steve, appreciate the time. And they always say the bye week never comes at a bad time. Yeah. When you get a massive win and a good come-from-behind win, the way it happened at USC, how much does that and that long travel allow for a second half of the season that's a massive push here for Penn State?
Billy, first of all, it's great to be with you. The Big Ten did a really good job of scheduling the West Coast games in this regard. There are 14 crossovers that go to the West, and of the 14, 8 of them have bye weeks the next week. The other 6 have home games. Mm-hmm. So they were smart about it. It's not going to be perfect. Everybody knows that. So for Penn State to win the game the way they did, to then have a bye week after that just to get their sea legs back, and at the same time just come down from what was a terrific win for them, I think the timing couldn't have been any better.
Yeah, most people here in Badgerland have been making a lot of what's coming up for the Nittany Lions next week with the Buckeyes, but this one coming after that bye week, rested, rejuvenated. The injury report seems very, very clean for James Franklin's squad.
Yeah, it's clean at this point. And look, everybody knows how good Wisconsin is. I mean, the people within the program, anybody outside the program can say anything they want. That's irrelevant. It is, because it's just what the team thinks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they know Wisconsin's won 3 games in a row. They know Wisconsin hasn't trailed a single second in a game during the 3-game winning streak. They know that even then, when they've made mistakes, and Wisconsin has made some mistakes, they've overcome all those mistakes. And so they're a team that's, I think, you know, everybody's talked about the air raid. You can tell they've kind of tightened that up a little bit. There's a lot of RPO action that happens with this team. Locke does a great job with that. He brings a different kind of challenge to the table for Penn State. He doesn't throw the ball as well as Miller Moss does from USC, but he runs better. I mean, he just runs better. Yeah. He's a dual threat that can make plays, like the touchdown run he made last week against Northwestern. Walker is an excellent running back. He's not good. He's an excellent running back. And I think defensively, when I look at Waller at safety and I look at those two linebackers, Thomas and Chaney, guess what? They're just really solid. They make a lot of plays out there, and you can just tell they're playing with a lot more confidence right now, and that's a big difference.
Yeah, confidence is everything. Steve Jones, voice of the Nittany Lions, joining us here inside Camp Randall Stadium, and a lot of confidence. Well, when you beat a team 56-0, even if it's Kent State earlier in the year, you're going to have a lot of confidence going into a Big Ten schedule. But winning games in different fashions, we talked about the USC game, but it seems like all 3 of the Big Ten wins for the Nittany Lions have followed a different script. That gives you confidence as a team to move forward into the second half.
It does, but I think they would like to start faster. Let's go with that part. I think they'd like to start faster. Now, against USC, technically they did. They took their first drive, went down the field. They had a touchdown wiped off the board on an offensive interference in the end zone, so they settled for a field goal, and they led 3-0. And then they actually had stopped USC on their initial drive to actually open the game and got a 3-and-out. So, I mean, that's the way you want to start. But then as the game went, they fell behind. After they took the 3-0 lead, Joyner went 75 yards on the very next play in a reverse for a touchdown. They played the rest of the first half from behind. But I think what people don't realize is Penn State was down in that game 17-3. From that point on, they outscored USC 30-13 the rest of the game, and I don't think a lot of people realize that.
Yeah, it's a stat of the game that sometimes gets lost. When one guy gets, 17 receptions, snaps the ball, scores a touchdown. This Tyler Warrencat, 44, he wears one of the truest football numbers you could for good pigskin historians. What kind of talent is he here tonight?
Great talent. I mean, he'll be one of the more talented players on the field no matter what game they play. And he just has absolutely zero attitude or ego. It's a lot like my buddy Matt over here. Like, I'm talking, just down to earth. Right? Yeah. Now, the difference is LePay can't snap the ball. But
I've been trying to teach him, Steve. I've been trying to.
Right.
He's good on his outside zone step. Snap is still tough.
But think about where he lines up on the field. He'll line up in a wide out, line at the on the slot, line up on the line of scrimmage, line up on the wing, playing an H-back, line up as a fullback, line up as a quarterback. Think about how smart you have to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's get to the brains part of it. How smart you have to be to figure out every position they're asking you to play during the course of a game. And he does. And the guy has great hands. I mean, the bottom line is the reliability when you throw him the ball, great hands. The other receivers have done a good job of clearing out areas for him and creating open spaces for him to make plays. So other players contribute to what he's doing out there. But he's an excellent blocker, terrific receiver, and is one of those guys, okay, how many did they catch? I don't know.
Oh, good.
Okay,
that seems fine. Like a good day.
They won the game. I feel good. I got on the bus with him at LAX, and it turned out I had to switch buses because we bussed down to Harrisburg and then flew. So I went down on bus 5. So now I get on bus 4, and I walk out and he goes, Hey, Steve, how you doing? He says, good time. How you doing? He says, great to have you on with the Dregs of Society. That's who he is. He's just like
That's outstanding. When your best players are your best people, that's a dangerous combination in a locker room. Steve, final thing for you. Appreciate the time here tonight, just before the call. Replacing two coordinators, that's never easy. No. Being able to do it, how much appreciation have you seen for how they've grown in that role? And seems like they could be clicking here out of a bye week at the right time.
Well, Andy Koldenicki's done a great job, and he's so creative with everything he has. But also, he has looked at his personnel and said, this is what they do well, and this is what they don't do well. So that's what he's come up with. That's what a good coach does. You can't do square peg, round hole. And for Tom Allen, they plan for 8.5 months to play a certain way. And then K.J. Winston in the second game of the season got hurt. Mm. And they had to change how they played defense, right? So they had to change it because Jalen Reed was a freelance wild man in the early going of the season. But they were forced to change. They, as a coaching staff, get a lot of credit for the adjustments they made, and the players get a lot of credit because they had to make adjustments too. It's not easy to change on the fly when you were planning for months and months to play a certain way, saw it come to fruition against West Virginia, and said, uh-oh, now we have to change because he's out for the year.
You mentioned fast start. What's the recipe here tonight for the Nittany Lions?
Well, look, I think at some point you got to play with the lead against this team. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin has not trailed in a single game during the three-game winning streak, and not even for a minute have they trailed. And, of course, we all know what they did out at the Coliseum. They were leading that game in the first half as well. At some point you've got to get Wisconsin, number one, behind the chains. Okay, that's number one. Because they've done a great job of staying on schedule down the field. Number two, you as a team have to make them play from behind because that's not what they've been doing for a month.
Yeah, and being able to force them to play a different way, very, very interesting game here tonight and one that we are all excited to hear. Steve, have a great call here tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Great to be with you.
Steve Jones, voice of the Nittany Lions, joining us. Coming up, we'll take a look around the NFL, the Badgers in the NFL, and our minute with Mac as we take a look around the Big Ten. A lot more coming up here from Camp Randall. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Don't miss out on sales on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. They've got you covered. Check out the savings on Malibu and Svedka Tropical Spritz. Plus, check out the new selections of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south end of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall. Open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Badgers and Nittany Lions from Camp Randall Stadium, Barry Alvarez Field of Sight. I'm Bill Schmid here on our pregame show. It's a beautiful night for football. Expected a 6:40 kick. Expect a 49-degree game time temperature once the ball is in the air for a 6:40 boom here on the Badger Radio Network. Not a cloud in the sky. If you could find one, you're trying to create it yourself. It is a gorgeous weekend here on Halloween weekend. Always an exciting time. Might be a freaky game coming up here tonight. Badgers going to be in their red on reds. An exciting night for football always is. Night game here at Camp Randall. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LaPay.
This is our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions no matter the shipment size, as we visit with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Remember asking Barry Alvarez this when he got out of coaching, and the first couple of years he was watching games. He said he would go crazy because he's just trained to look for mistakes. You're an All-American offensive lineman, All-American left tackle. You're going to watch it a little differently than most of us. How do you view a game?
Well, I watch games with a bit more anxiety than I used to, I'll say that, but and an equal amount of excitement. But you know, my eye, I guess, is trained. You know, when the ball is snapped, especially if it's in the shotgun, as the ball is traveling back to the quarterback, I'm looking for the first two or three steps of the line, whether we're on offense or the opposing team, and that usually is a good indication of what's going to happen. And then the play unfolds from there. But usually, I'll get a reaction out of myself on what happens in that first, whatever, split second of the play. And, you know, Wisconsin, as much or more than other places, like that little tenth of a second that the O-line is doing their thing will tell you a lot.
Would you rather watch it without conversation? Like Barry would sit off. I mean, sometimes you're on the field. Sometimes you're up in a box. What's your preference?
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, you know, I'd be in a room by myself, just sitting and watching a game. That doesn't exactly work, given everything else that's going on and my responsibilities. But to the extent that I can, you know, my preference would be just to sit down and understand the game and experience the flow of the game and try to, you know, the ebbs and flows and the momentum swings are just such a big part of it. And you know, to be able to kind of see snapshots during the game is less than ideal.
Well, I think Barry would say as a coach, make these games big, right? And this group, to its credit, has made this big here. You should have a fun, festive atmosphere. It's going to be good weather, maybe a little chill, just like you want it at the end of October, Halloween weekend, et cetera, et cetera. But these guys have earned the right to play on the stage, haven't they?
It's got all the makings of a huge game in Camp Randall at a time of the year when it's really important against an incredible opponent in Penn State. And you're absolutely right, Matt. This team has earned the right to be in a big game. And I'm as excited as anybody is to see how they're going to respond on a big stage.
All right. That's Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. And that is this week's Minute with Mac.
That's a football guy right there. Where's your ideal place to watch a game? In a room by myself so I can understand it and don't have to be distracted. A lot of distractions off the field today. Excited to watch how these two teams are able to zero in between the white lines when this thing is kicked off coming up at 6:40 here tonight. When our pregame show continues, we'll have our Badgers in the NFL update brought to you by Kunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. are all natural breakfast sausage. Dry aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.